It's about 4:45 on November 15th, and I've just gotten a call from Stephen with Nomad, which is kind of researching, unusual incidents that involve police and poor people, or activists, or just people generally. Where are you, Stephen?
At the moment, I'm riding my bike down Delaware Street. We were just at Delaware Street in Swift, where the incident occurred.
And how long were you at that location?
About 15 minutes, maybe 20. We're mostly just recording police and just watching how everything unfolded.
What did you see when you arrived?
When I arrived, several police, quite a few police, I would say probably 6 or 7, were there. The volunteer police were parked in their car, sitting in their car. They were not outside of the car. The police were standing around a fellow who was sitting on the curb. His name is Joshua. Mm-hmm. And then there was an RV with Alicia Cool and Eric's children. And Eric was basically at the passenger door, just kind of hanging out. And he was just kind of observing. Alicia Cool was not on the scene yet. Abby was there. Abby Samuels was there recording the incident for, I believe, Cop Watch, and just to document.
She was on a bicycle?
I was on a bicycle. She's just on her feet, standing off kind of to the side, but kind of there, just kind of in the middle of it, just recording. And the police were trying to make sense of what was happening. They basically had gotten some information from Joshua, and then several other police walked over to talk to the volunteer police officer. So I went and followed them, pulled out my camera, and started recording. Mm-hmm. And the volunteer police officer got out of her car. She apparently had hit Joshua. She claimed that he had gotten in the way of her car and that she couldn't move her car, and ultimately tried to weave away from him and hit him. The police officers on the scene, one of them was getting frustrated. One of the more higher ranked ones said, "We need to get this done. We can do the investigation later, but we need to get this done now." And he ultimately, they were talking very quietly, so I couldn't hear everything they were saying, but I heard that. And she was allowed to get back in her volunteer police car and drive away.
Do we know her name?
What's that?
Do we know her name?
I do not. I believe Alicia Cool does. I do have a recording. I don't know if I can enhance, the zoom in on it once I put it on my computer and see. She did have, a neck tag, a name tag around her neck. I did not manage to get close enough to see her, mm-hmm. her name. But she's an older woman with short gray hair. She had a mask on, so kind of hard to describe. But she, apparently, according to Alicia showed up on the scene pretty upset. And she was kind of popping off the police and saying, how frustrated she was with the situation, how she's been being targeted by this volunteer officer who seems to have a personal grievance against both her and the homeless community. And that this volunteer person was writing an illegitimate ticket for a vehicle, an RV that had moved. It had actually moved yesterday. And hold on 1 second. I got Abby pulling up. Give me just 1 second, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Deborah Elston. Okay, yeah, I will do that.
Gotcha. How many women were with Deborah Elston? I understand there may have been other people in her car, in her vehicle.
Of who the person was, and was just asking me to send her that footage that I just got for her database. What was your question?
Were there other women in the vehicle that Deborah Elston, if that's the name of the person who was driving and who hit Joshua, or who was identified as that person, were there other women with her in the vehicle that you noticed?
There was. There seemed to be a younger woman with long blonde hair. I did not get a good look at her. She was in the passenger seat. And I'm not quite sure if there might have been someone in the back seat or not. I do not. I thought I saw someone, but I also was not looking so quick. And in the heat of what was happening, I was trying to kind of record and mm-hmm. pay attention to other things. So I'm not sure who all was in the car.
How close were you to this whole situation?
I was about, 10 feet from the two officers having a conversation with Deborah. The other police officers were probably about 30, 40 feet on the other over towards the RV. They were all kind of standing very close, Alicia, everybody, we were all standing within feet of each other. When they let Deborah go, she got in her car and drove away, and then I walked back over to the group over there, and we were all just kind of standing within a couple feet of each other and having a conversation. In the end, the police officers chose to write Joshua a ticket for false imprisonment for being in front of her car and getting hit by it, and she was essentially allowed to walk off. Nobody seemed to have an answer for why they were doing that. It definitely upset everyone there, and there are plans to file a police report. Joshua plans to file a police report himself and reach out to his lawyer, who I found out is also my lawyer, who's apparently suing the city over a wrongful death case in the jail and several other things that the city's been doing.
What's the name of your lawyer?
The name of the lawyer? That's Jonathan Gettleman.
Oh, okay. Was Joshua hurt?
Joshua said he was not hurt. Alicia said, well, you know, we'll find that out. We're going to take you to the doctor. Mm-hmm. Alicia was very upset, saying that she was planning to sue. So at the moment, he said he felt okay. He was actually made to strip his pants off. He put some pants on because it had gotten cold. He was hitting his shorts while he was wearing his shorts, and then he put some pants on, and he was made to strip off his pants so they could take more pictures of him in his shorts. Which also made Alicia very upset for how it was very inappropriate. Joshua was very calm and cool, just said, you know, if you're going to write me the citation, please write it. He'll challenge it in court. He said he's been through this many times before. He seems to be, it's not as emotionally charged for him or upsetting. I mean, it's probably pretty upsetting, but he seems to be able to handle it pretty well. It's kind of like when the shit hits the fan so many times, you just kind of get used to it.
Did Joshua give an account of what happened from his perspective?
I'm pretty sure he did to the police. I think he did to Abby.
What about
Abby? Might have that on camera. I came a little bit later than that, so.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't speak to him about it?
We spoke a little bit, but not specifically about the incident of what happened. He did say he was hit, and that she had hit him. And then he was talking about like other past instances and comparing them, how other people had actually assaulted him, but he was charged with assault, and how basically just how the law system seems to pick and choose its battle, and he seems to never be on a side where he can get any justice.
That sounds familiar. So. Yeah. Are you in motion? Are you pausing by the side of the road? Where are you now?
At the moment, I'm walking. I'm off my bike and walking. I'm going to head down to downtown. I'm meeting up with the Santa Cruz People's Kitchen. We're doing a food distribution tonight to some of the homeless camps, and so I'm trying to go do that. That's at 5:30. So.
So you're heading that way. You're double duty for you tonight, I guess.
Yeah, I was also watching a football game, so it's all very, very exciting. I was with my neighbors and had to kind of pull away, so I wanted to be a witness. I put out the call on the signal, one of the popular signals that was used during the Lot 27 protests, but nobody really, I think one person was able to show up and came by in their car, but it was kind of at the last minute, so we were hoping to have a few more witnesses to maybe put a little pressure on the police to handle it more properly, but they didn't seem to know what they were doing themselves. They were very confused by the situation, and in the end seemed to just mishandle it entirely. So.
But not too confused to blame the victim, it appears.
Of course not.
Right,
which I did also voice. I was wondering why, it's not a crime for a fake police officer to hit someone, which, I'm a little confused about what the volunteer police's, abilities are, what kind of immunity they have. You know, obviously the police seem to have immunity to do all kinds of things like that. Joshua brought up how, in the past, people have been charged with assault for getting in front of a police car, or for getting hit by a car. They were charged with assault for assaulting the police.
Assaulting a police car without a permit. Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, he seems to be pretty savvy to how they kind of work it. So, in their benefit.
Did anyone get a good picture of Deborah?
I got her pretty much entirely on camera. I zoomed in all the way, even though I was quite a little bit away. So I got a pretty good image of her. I'm going to send it to Abby as soon as I get the chance to get back on the Wi-Fi on my phone.
Well, 3 decades ago, we had a wanted poster made of a notorious police officer then, Butchie Baker, also known as Lauren Baker, for molesting 9 women, which he got away with and was promoted for. in Santa Cruz. Oh yeah, well, he wasn't promoted for it. He was presumably promoted in spite of it. But we posted wanted posters all over town about him, and eventually the cause prompted the formation of a rather toothless Citizens Police Review Board. I'm just thinking with Deborah, it might be a good idea to. Is it possible to, not that I can do much with it, but can you, are you going to be posting your video, or are you just sending it to Abby? What's your plan?
I'm going to send it to Abby and get kind of her feedback. A lot of the times we don't like to like post them for social media. We like to just keep them for a record in the CopWatch database, but I'm going to talk with her. I'm not sure where we're going with that. Alicia and I were kind of Abby didn't agree, but Alicia and I were kind of a mind that she's kind of, with this little action here is probably her last as a volunteer police officer. They're probably not going to want her on the, being a part of this anymore. It seemed to bring them kind of a bit of frustration. One of the police officers seemed to be really like, just wanted this thing to shut down before more people showed up, before it became more of a scene. And his comment was that, you know, they would investigate it after. I think it's probably, this is probably creating a bit of a headache for the police as well, who don't want to probably have this kind of stuff happening. And Alicia's basically made it clear that this person has been personally and specifically targeting her and her family and friends and the homeless community. So I'm not quite sure what we're going forward, what's going to happen next, but I think it would be a good idea to get the word out on who this person is if nothing does happen, and to essentially try to, you know, formulate some action and get people to step up and do something about this.
Yeah, I think the thing to do is also to find out who her immediate superior is, and have the pictures of her and her superior being circulated. And also, just like with city council members and other city officials that need to be called out in public, she needs to be called out wherever she goes until this issue is satisfactorily resolved. And it seems that this, if Alicia is correct in pointing out that Deborah Elston is repeatedly responsible for particularly focusing on her, and apparently focusing on her, according to Alicia's account, in improper ways without adequate evidence, then that becomes a basis for essentially alerting the community to a menace in a uniform.
Yeah, she's apparently, today she wrote a bunk ticket. What started all this mess was that she wrote a bunk ticket for the RV, which you're not supposed to be doing. I'm not sure if this is, Craig Belichicool said she's been talking to the police and the sergeants quite a bit, and that with the information she had provided was that before they write tickets to vehicles, they will put something on the tire for them having not moved, and that they did not do that. They did not follow that. They just decided to write a ticket and slap it on there. Alicia wanted the ticket to be rescinded immediately, to which the police officer said, I don't have that power. That's not how we do things.
I don't think that's true. Yeah.
Sorry,
I don't think that's true. But again, I don't have the... it sounds like it's something a police officer would say who wants to continue to do it.
Nobody's ever responsible.
Right.
Somebody else higher up who's to blame for all of it. But yes, it seems that the ticket was totally illegitimate in the first place. What I got from Joshua said we should just go over to the 7-Eleven or whatever. I was a little confused about which one. He mentioned the 7-Eleven and then another gas station, but they dumped essentially the Blackwater from their RV, and you have to have your license recorded to do that. So if it's recorded and in the system, even if you can't find his own receipt, there should be evidence that the vehicle had moved in the past 24 hours and was just being targeted unfairly.
Mm-hmm. Or mistakenly. Let's not.
Mistakenly.
Let's give poor Deborah the benefit of the doubt.
Less charged of a word, a little less biased.
Well, the other reality is Deborah is, of course, notoriously part of the Santa Cruz Neighbors, in fact, one of the principal Santa Cruz Neighbors organizers, who organizes forums that support increased police power and so forth. And so she has a political agenda, at least that's, I believe, what she's done in the past. And so it's her right to do all that kind of thing as far as that kind of organizing goes. But when she runs around and does this kind of thing, perhaps, you know, one would think it might be a form of retaliation for Alicia's essentially upholding her right to park on Olive Street when and successfully organizing for that at the basic level of the Public Transportation and Public Works Commission, and which, of course, was overturned by the reactionary city council, but still. Yeah.
Yeah, Alicia was essentially saying that, yeah, that she is, like, kind of part of that whole, yeah, neighbor association has a political agenda and has personally come after her. And I think there is, like, there's a weird conflict of interest. I mean, everybody has a right to their political advocacy, but then when you volunteer as a police officer and then use the power that you have to essentially go after your enemies, that's not doing any kind of objective upholding of a letter of the law.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I'll probably call Alicia later. Did you get the impression she was still pretty upset when you left?
She was still pretty heated. I think she's probably going down now as we speak. Everybody kind of split off. I think she and Eric are sorting out stuff. Their kids are still in the RV. So, Joshua, I believe, is over there still too. Abby took off and I'm on my way back to head downtown. So.
Sounds good. Well, I will let you go and thank you again for, you know, dutifully responding and also spending some time chattering with me about this.
Of course. It's always good to get the word out.
All right.
I need to collect my thoughts on it anyway, and it's good to have your input.
Yeah, I recorded the whole thing. If you want, you have any objection to this being played on?
Of course not.
Okay. If you want a copy of it, let me know. Or if Abby wants a copy, that's fine. Abby hasn't spoken to me in a year. She has a strong feelings about my association with Keith. But, you know, I'd be happy to pass this on to her. So.
Sure.
But she has her own.
I'll reach out and ask myself. Yeah, I understand. It seems like there's a lot of animosity and a lot of personal stuff from caring a lot, all these people in this community, and there tends to be some bridges between everybody, Brent, Keith, Abby, all of them.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, passionate work, makes sense. All the young heads are kind of talking about it too, all the young people kind of forming movements. We're trying to figure out how do we avoid that going forward and keep the cause as the most important and still work with each other no matter what happens.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll talk to you again when you talk to me.
All right on. Yeah, I might be at Huff this week again, or this week, so I'll probably see you on one day.
Yeah, I played your account of a number of the items at Huff on today's netcast, in case you want to hear yourself again. So.
Oh, cool, yeah, I may check it out. Thank you.
Take care, man.
All right, have a good night.
Bye-bye.